Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, January 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 51 years ago, today in 1973, the United States Supreme Court issued a landmark decision in Roe v. Wade, determining that a Texas law prohibiting abortion in most circumstances infringed upon a woman's constitutional right to privacy. This pivotal ruling significantly shaped the legal landscape regarding reproductive rights in the United States, sparking ongoing debate and activism. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny, but feels like -4 degrees with 9-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:45, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:05. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday with a high near 20, but watch out for those bitter wind chills dropping to as low as -3, along with a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 13 and a gentle southwest wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be just before 11:30, with a high tide at 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 37 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Thursday with a high near 29 and a light southwest wind. Thursday night will be mostly clear with a low around 13. Friday and Saturday will be sunny with highs near 30 and 29, respectively. Nights will be mostly clear on Friday with a low around 10 and mostly cloudy on Saturday with a low around 21. Sunday brings partly sunny skies and a high near 36. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Josh Kraft, the son of Patriots owner Robert Kraft, is reportedly planning to run for mayor of Boston. While Kraft has not confirmed these reports, an announcement is anticipated next month. The city, which elected Michelle Wu in 2021, has seen Ed Flynn, former president of the Boston City Council, decline to run. Meanwhile, George Mendoza Titurald has declared his candidacy. Josh Kraft currently serves as president of the Kraft Family Foundation and has a long history with the Boys and Girls Club. This potential political move comes amid shifting dynamics in the Boston political landscape. Now on to sports. Ichiro Suzuki, CC Sabathia, and Billy Wagner have been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, receiving baseball's highest honor. Suzuki, a legend known for his wizard-like skills, led the voting with 393 out of 394 votes, achieving an impressive 99.75%. Sabathia followed with 86.8%, while Wagner garnered 82.5%. This induction marks an important milestone. Suzuki is the first Japanese-born player in the Hall, while Wagner becomes the first left-handed closer. The induction ceremony will take place in Cooperstown, New York, on July 27th. In local sports, last night, the C's and B's were off. Tonight, the Celtics take on the Los Angeles Clippers at Intuit Dome. Boston, with a 30-13 record, clashes against the 24-18 Clippers. Jason Tatum, averaging 27.5 points, leads the Celtics. Look out for Norman Powell with 23 points per game for LA. The Clippers are riding a 4-game win streak. Boston is favored by 1.5 points. Meanwhile, the Bruins, at 23-19-6, clash with the Devils in Newark. David Pastrnak, with 26 goals and 29 assists, leads the Beantown charge against a Devil squad, standing at 26-17-6. In top news, yesterday, President Donald Trump announced a private sector investment of up to $500 billion to enhance infrastructure for artificial intelligence. This initiative is backed by technology leaders, including OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle, who are launching a joint venture called Stargate. Trump stated the project will generate over 100,000 jobs. The first data centers, each spanning 500,000 square feet, are already under construction in Texas. This investment comes as demand for power-intensive data centers grows, with increased risks of power supply issues looming in the next decade. In business news, Bitcoin is experiencing a rise after the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, announced it will launch a crypto task force aimed at developing a regulatory framework for digital assets. Acting Chairman Mark Aida stated that the group will establish paths for registration, create disclosure requirements, and deploy enforcement resources judiciously. Bitcoin was up approximately 2.1% to $106,000, nearing its record high. While the announcement is seen as positive, the official Trump token is struggling, hovering around $39.63. Analysts suggest the recent market dip is due to profit-taking amid regulatory uncertainties. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $106,000. Ethereum is just over $3,300. And Goetzius Maximus is about 26 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In the world of cryptocurrency, the profit margin largely hinges on the physics of computers and energy conversion. Just as ancient miners sought gold, modern enthusiasts can mine digital currency like Monero using devices such as the Raspberry Pi. However, the financial returns are minimal. After running a Raspberry Pi for 12 hours, one would earn just a fraction of a cent. With electricity costs factored in, mining can become a costly endeavor. While some opt for expensive mining machines, the energy consumption raises questions about its efficiency and sustainability, given that cryptocurrency is ultimately a human-made concept. And in entertainment news, Ryan Gosling is reportedly in negotiations to star in a new Star Wars film directed by Sean Levy, known for his work on Deadpool and Wolverine. This project has been in development since 2022, with a script crafted by Jonathan Tropper. While details remain scarce, the film is intended to be a standalone story, separate from the established Skywalker saga. If finalized, this deal would accelerate production, potentially beginning this fall. Gosling's involvement is notable, as his casting marks a rare instance of an A-list actor joining the Star Wars universe, following a trend of emerging talents in past trilogies. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American adventurer and author, Christopher McCandless. And he said, "The joy of life comes from our encounters with new experiences. And hence, there is no greater joy than to have an endlessly changing horizon. For each day you have a new and different sun." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.